A service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late, then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends, breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
The city of Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama Power customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. Well, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Another event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. This event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $11. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8. And ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump offering deportation protection to some children brought into this country illegally in exchange for funding his border wall.
Deadly winter storm after hammering the plains and the Great Lakes, now battering the Northeast and New England.
President's lawyer insisted his client never ordered his previous lawyer to lie to Congress about negotiations to develop a Trump Tower in Moscow.
The TSA saying so many workers are now calling out because of financial issues. The agency says they are now in uncharted territory.
A Catholic high school in Covington, Kentucky is apologizing following a backlash from a video showing its students taunting a Native American man who's also a Vietnam veteran.
Glass by director M. Night Shyamalan brought in $89 million worldwide and $40 million in the U.S.
The kick is good. Rams win it. And on to Super Bowl 53 they go. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 793.0. God, the one in the last hour?
Yeah, we're flying through this show.
Man. I hope Tammy Amy calls up.
Tammy Amy, give us a call. Not only to claim your prize, we'd love to hear your silky voice, too.
Absolutely. So let's stay with America's Newsroom. There's an illegal that was out in Nevada who may have murdered four people over a course of several years. Let's listen in.
A man suspected of murdering four people in Nevada has been living in the United States illegally for more than a year, according to immigration authorities. 19-year-old Wilbur Martinez Guzman was arrested for unrelated charges Saturday afternoon by deputies from the Carson City Sheriff's Office. Authorities say they will seek arrest warrants against him for the murders in coming days. William Lajeunesse has more from our Los Angeles Bureau as we learn more this.
Sandra, three robberies, four dead, one suspect. ICE arrested Wilbur Martinez Guzman Saturday for living in the U.S. illegally. Now, following that, police obtained search warrants for his car and apartment, where they found enough evidence to charge him with the three counts of burglary and possession of stolen property. The DA expects those murder charges later this week. So after a short police investigation, they zeroed in on Guzman. They had him under surveillance when Saturday they decided to bring him in based on his immigration status.
At the same time, surveillance teams were reporting mobile activities that were increasing our concerns for the welfare and the safety of the public. The command staffs of all agencies collectively agreed that Guzman, a person of interest at the time, should be taken into custody on immigration charges.
So far, police are not saying what connects Guzman to the victims, what is notable, their age. Connie Kuntz was 56, Sophia Renkin, 74. They both lived alone. Sherry and Jerry David both were 81. Now, a family member of Guzman and a friend have also been questioned but not arrested. We don't have any information on any priors, but the fact that Martinez Guzman is even in the ICE database suggests he has been arrested before, even if just for entering the U.S. illegally. Unlike California, Nevada is not a sanctuary state, Sandra, so police could cooperate with ICE.
Okay, so question to the class. If this guy gets charged with multiple murders, will ABC, NBC, and CBS run a story on that? Here's one illegal alien, potentially four murders. He gets charged with murder. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty. But will they run a story on it?
If they do, it'd be very limited.
See, this is what my problem is. That didn't fit into the narrative. That fits into the Trump narrative that you have illegals that are doing something wrong to a point you have progressive liberal. Most illegals commit crimes at a lower rate than citizens do. Now, what they're factoring in are people who overstay their visas who don't want to get stopped and get deported because they overstay their visas. There are also a whole bunch of white-collar engineer types that are there. And you could probably go out to Google and find a whole bunch of people who have overstayed their visas. So I tried to get the information to you guys so you kind of get it the right way. Now, Israel kicked some booty in Syria against the Iranians. Let's listen in.
In Israel, there's been a rare admission, the Israeli military confirming that it has targeted Iranian-linked forces in Syria. A direct response to an Iranian surface-to-surface rocket that they say was fired toward Israel yesterday. Trey Hicks joins us live from the Israeli-Syrian border.
Eric, early this morning, the Israeli military launched a series of airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria. Moving forward, though, we do know, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, 11 people lost their lives in these strikes, including four Syrian soldiers. The Israelis targeted Iranian rocket stockpiles in Damascus and just outside of the Damascus airport. This latest round of violence does come after Israel conducted daytime strikes against Iranian positions in Syria. This led to the Iranians firing a rocket from Syria into Israel. That rocket was intercepted over Mount Hermon, just behind me. Following the retaliation by Israel for that rocket, the top Iranian general, Eric, is now calling for the destruction of Israel just today, saying that Israel would vanish from the earth if there was a conflict between Iran and Israel. Moving forward, though, we do know Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now taking credit for these Israeli strikes in Syria against Iranian targets. This is a new development over the past few years. We have not seen the Israelis directly taking credit. This now allowing for more escalation in the region because the Iranians feeling like they have to respond to many of these strikes. Moving forward, the Prime Minister has been criticized for this today, tweeting out and making statements saying that escalation could continue in the region here along the Israel-Syrian border should Iranian rockets be fired into Israel by those positions that are taking place in the southern part of the Syrian country.
Now, I noticed that on the Today Show and CBS Morning Show, this was not mentioned. And it happened last night. I'm kind of wondering why. Why would they not be doing this? Why would they not tell a story? They're telling a story about Prince Philip with their Middle East correspondent, Polly Williamson. But this was not mentioned. So I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to see if it's going to be on nightly news tonight. And maybe they didn't have the assets for this morning.
Maybe.
I don't think that's the case.
Just that particular story is something I've been saying for a while. When Trump said he wanted to withdraw troops from Syria, we heard the ISIS argument. We heard the argument about the Kurds and Turkey wanting to come in. But then we also heard the one about the Iranian presence in Syria. And, you know, you're handing over, you're allowing the Shiite crescent through Baghdad all the way in, you know, Damascus to occur. But it seems like every time Iran or Hezbollah gets way too close or starts firing rockets, Israel responds with massive disproportional force. And they're very effective at it.
They are. They like to send messages.
So I don't know what's necessarily the worry, other than maybe worry that Israel's shooting back becomes too much of a hot war. I'm not, maybe that's part of the concern.
Yeah, but I'm not, again, that's, news is news.
Right.
Exactly. So that, why do that? So, Byron York.
I like Byron.
You like Byron? He's going to weigh in on the MAGA kids story.
For more on that viral video and the controversy surrounding BuzzFeed this morning, let's bring in Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And first, before we get to a lot of these other things here, comment on what we just heard from the junior at Covington High School in this video. It went viral. He's saying clearly, now that we've seen the longer version of that video, that a lot was taken out of context there.
What was remarkable about that was the bipartisan nature, just across the ideological spectrum, of condemnation on social media of the Covington Catholic School students when the video first came out, even though it should have been apparent that from the tiny snippet that we saw, we didn't know the whole story. We didn't know what happened, but we should have known that we didn't know what happened. And yet there was this giant condemnation, just blew up. A lot of people said really intemperate things. Walk them back. Once they got a fuller story, it should be a lesson to a lot of people about just not going off half-cocked on social media. We'll see if that really happened.
Boy, that's a lesson to be learned there, going half-cocked off of social media. So now Byron's going to talk about the BuzzFeed story and how they got that one wrong.
We look back at Friday, and it was hard to believe the moment we learned that the special counsel's office came out to refute this one report from BuzzFeed over the direction of the president to Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. And then the special counsel's office stepped in to say, no, that is not accurate.
That was a huge surprise. What the special counsel did was unprecedented for him. He just hasn't jumped in a case like this, has not come out and said that a spectacular story was wrong, and we've had some spectacular stories that have been wrong in the past. So what's interesting is we have had reporting since then in the New York Times and the Washington Post to the effect that the reason Mueller spoke out was because the BuzzFeed story was fundamentally wrong. That is, it was wrong in its contention that President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. Mueller did not take this step because he wanted to quibble with the details of the BuzzFeed story. And yet what we're seeing is, after the Mueller statement, BuzzFeed is totally standing behind this story, not giving an inch, saying it is correct.
Standing right by. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with when Cohen goes up to the Hill on February, I think it's the 7th. Because Adam Schiff and all these people, they're going to ask him about this.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be under oath again. One of the things he's going to jail for is lying to Congress. So I wonder if he's going to try to make a name for himself. Let's continue on. Byron is going to be talking about Kamala Harris.
I've got to ask you about Kamala Harris. The senator has just a short time ago thrown her hat into the ring. She's running for president, announced this morning.
Well, she will be a contender, no doubt about that. She's been the Attorney General of California. Will stress criminal justice reform, said she became a prosecutor to reform the criminal justice system, very liberal on immigration. The interesting thing here is she's a very appealing candidate, but there's a number of them already in the race. There is no front runner in the Democratic race. You can talk about Joe Biden's name recognition or maybe Bernie Sanders' old organization. But what we have seen recently in some races, like the Texas Senate race, is that a candidate will just take off and enthrall Democratic voters like Beto O'Rourke did in Texas. We just don't know who that's going to be. I think it's likely that one person in this large field will do that, but there's no way to predict who it will be.
I absolutely agree with that. That's when you go back and you look over time. Jimmy Carter, for example, nobody knew who this guy was. And in 1976, he shows up in Iowa and he just takes it by storm. The only reason that Ronald Reagan did not win in 1976 is he was running against an incumbent president, and they basically swapped out delegates in the state of Mississippi that took the nomination ability to be nominated away. But then he came back, and who caught on fire? Ronald Reagan. Remember, Ronald Reagan was too old. Jimmy Carter was not known enough. Now, didn't have enough experience, wasn't known. And so to be president. Ronald Reagan's too old and not capable. What does he end up doing? Becoming president of the United States. Now, George Bush was a carry-on legacy of Ronald Reagan. But then you get to 1992 with Bill Clinton. Look at that field that was out there. But Bill Clinton caught on. And you remember him playing the sax.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened. It's all of a sudden these things catch on. I remember when I could feel the difference of the Reagan campaign, that he was catching on. Our crowds kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it just all kind of happened. And then George W. Bush, he never was really kind of the guy. He was just the opposite of Bill Clinton. But then another guy who really caught on, Barack Obama.
Yes.
Another guy who really caught on is Donald Trump.
Yep.
So I think his analysis is perfect. Look at Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders all of a sudden caught on in the last election. And he just started going. And that's what you really need to do. And the fact that George W. Bush was running against Al Gore didn't hurt him at all, because Al Gore's about as boring as you can be. But John McCain and all these others, there was nothing to catch on to. There was nothing. And he, by all accounts, should have won that race because of the polling that happened right before the crash of the economy. So I think what's going to happen here is exactly what he's going to say. Somebody, and it doesn't have to be because of charismatic, it can be like Bernie Sanders, that the message is good. But Kamala Harris may be that person. I think Beto O'Rourke may be that person. But somebody that can really catch a spark, that really can draw crowds, which is a major piece of it. Bernie Sanders could draw a crowd. Ronald Reagan could draw a crowd. Barack Obama could draw a crowd. Bill Clinton could draw a crowd. If you can do that, and you can catch the media's attention, never know what's going to happen. Damn, our show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing right. We're Mr. Electric.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's having 29228? That's where we are. Hammy, Hammy. You got 35 minutes, buddy. What do you want to put in your side of the basket?
Cookies.
The hubcap cookies.
Or maybe some barbecue. I could eat some meat. The barbecue down there is so good.
I tell you what, I got one of those cookies that was the M&M's and then heated up in my convection oven and then broke it up over ice cream. It was really, really, really good. Okay, let's see which way we want to go here. I'm going to slide this story in right here because this has kind of a personal deal with me, and I'll tell you the story. Polly Williams is going to be talking about Prince Philip. Yes, the Queen's Prince Philip, who had a wreck a few days ago, again driving without a seatbelt on. Listen to this story.
A passenger injured in a car crash with Britain's Prince Philip last week says he still has not apologized to her directly. Police spoke to Queen Elizabeth's husband over the weekend after photos surfaced showing him driving without a seatbelt just 2 days after that crash. Holly Williams is outside Buckingham Palace.
When 97-year-old Prince Philip was involved in a fairly minor car accident last week, reportedly suffering cuts, the public's response was concern. But now much of that sympathy has evaporated because of what the prince has and has not done since the crash.
Being made, but I was also in a car that was rapidly filling with smoke and I was panicking.
Yeah. Emma Fairweather was the passenger in the car that collided with Prince Philip's Land Rover as he pulled onto a road near a royal estate last Thursday. She suffered a broken wrist and is upset that she still hasn't heard directly from the prince.
It was just a little bit
appearing on British TV shows this morning, she said he should be prosecuted if he's found to be at fault.
There needs to be a decision as to whether Prince Philip and I are from the same walk of life here or not. Mm. And we either both receive the same treatment or we don't. I just feel that his treatment probably, his experience probably hasn't been the same as mine.
Man. Okay. So he was driving, had a wreck, rolled his Land Rover, got a new Land Rover, he's driving around without a seatbelt on. And this guy is just, he's full of himself is what he is. I'm going to tell you a little story. I was based in London when Reagan did his seven-city tour of Europe. And I did the infamous Westminster speech, plus I was helping the other cities try to figure their stuff out. So Reagan lands on Air Force One, and the prince is there to greet him. And so, as customary, they open up the door of Air Force One, and nobody goes down the steps except the side boys. And those are the two Air Force guys that are down to the base of the steps. Not wearing uniform because you're in a foreign country. Fisher, who's Reagan's personal aide, said, "Are you ready for us?" And I turned to the prince and said, "Are you ready, sir?" And he turned around and growled at me. I mean, of course I'm ready. What do you... Yeah, call me some name. And it just was obnoxious. And part of my staff in the greeting party looked at him like, "What?
You peasant."
I mean, I'm serious. That's what he did.
Ow.
And so I said, "Bring Wellhead down." And then we use a code called "coming at you," which means the principal's coming to you. But that's how obnoxious he was.
It's not a good time.
I'm glad I didn't have to interact with him anymore. Because the Queen was just the nicest person in the world. Prince Charles was delightful. Lady Di was wonderful to be around. So let's play the second part of this story.
She says she did receive a voicemail from one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting, sending, quote, good wishes. But making matters worse, the prince was pictured 48 hours after the accident behind the wheel of a replacement Land Rover, not wearing a seatbelt. The police gave him some, quote, suitable words of advice.
It's highly insensitive and inconsiderate towards me and everybody involved.
Is it actually a public relations disaster?
Yes.
Royal correspondent Roya Nika says the prince's actions after the accident were arrogant.
And actually, I think people have been surprised by how insensitive his behaviour in this instance has been.
In more than 70 years of public life, Prince Philip has become famous for sometimes inappropriate remarks that have also embarrassed the royal family.
Wow. Arrogant is a perfect description of him. Absolute perfect description. The Queen was the nicest lady. I tell the story about she came up and invited me to spend the night at Windsor. Wonderful, delightful woman. Tammy Amy coming back to you, winner of the Sweet Queen Farm Market Gift Basket, right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. 31 days and still no end in sight to the partial government shutdown because of an impasse on border security.
The president over the weekend lashing out at Democrats after they refused out of the box the offer that he made late on Saturday afternoon. The president tweeting, quote, Nancy Pelosi and some Democrats turned down my offer yesterday before I even got up to speak. They don't see crime and drugs. They only see 2020, which they are not going to win.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Democrats refused to negotiate on border security until the government fully reopens. Another face joins the race.
The American people deserve to have somebody who is going to fight for them, who is going to see them, who will hear them, who will care about them, who will be concerned about their experience and put them in front of self-interest.
Senate Democrat Kamala Harris on ABC announcing her presidential bid for 2020. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late. Then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. We got two winners on the line here. Let's go to the first one. That's the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, Tammy Amy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris. How are you today?
Congratulations, my friend.
Yeah, I was taken by surprise with the call-in, the conversation I had with Mr. Clark. All right, I need your information, I need this, I need that. It's like, I'm a real person, I'm not a robot, I'm not one of those bots.
Oh, you didn't know that you had won.
I had no idea. I just walked in the house from spending most of the day in the woods trying to hunt dinner, and I was calling in on something else, and you know, I was going to tell him that, you know, for a young man, that ain't right, you know, yanking the chain of an old guy like me. You know, I wasn't sure, but now I'm positive.
There you go. It's, well, congratulations. Now, remind me, have you been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
No, sir, I haven't. And with
Why in the heck not?
Well, with such a lavish prize, you know, I'm thinking that that should come with a tour and a meet and greet with both you, Mr. Morris and Mr. Clark, right? I mean, there's other perks, or am I asking too much?
It's hard to get Joey out of the studio. He lives here. He's got a little cot over on the side.
It's fine. It's comfortable enough. Don't knock my cot.
No, I will not knock your cot.
I'd like to take a look, but you know, behind the curtain there, and where the magic's really done. That's what I was thinking while I was on hold. But maybe I'll swing by and say hello and thank you guys in person if that's possible.
That's fine. It's you know, as long as it doesn't interrupt the show. I've sent Reed Ingram your name, and so Reed and Karen Ingram are who you need to get in contact with. All I ask, Tammy Amy, is that you call back and tell me how your experience was at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
You kidding me? I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, now you got a friend for life. Huh? You're never going to get rid of me. It's going to be, oh, my gosh. It's Tammy Amy calling again. Hang up on him.
Tammy Amy, you have a great day, my friend. Congratulations.
All right, gentlemen. You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Weezer, another winner. Hey, Weezer.
Hey, I've got one up on him because I did get to meet you.
Yeah, I know. Got to put you up on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I got to go see that. Only one of my four pictures turned out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how did you enjoy Fresh Market? What'd you get?
Oh, I haven't been yet.
You haven't? What?
No, I don't get to town very often.
Oh,
but I will be going in the next, probably this week. But I want to get in on Sweet Creek, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Let me get your month and day of birth.
June 16th.
Yeah, they've got the beef tenderloin, I think, is still on sale. So I think you commented on that last time you were in there.
Right. You know, I've never bought a beef tenderloin. I would love to have it.
Yes, they're really, really good. And then they have the New York strip Reading Room said, I'm listening now. I'll make sure he gets a full tour. So Tammy Amy, Reed Ingram himself is going to take you on a tour. And he's a great guy. Weezer, I got you in on that. So they've got the New York Strip Steaks Prime on sale also, if that is of interest to you.
Yes, definitely. The butcher always tells me what you buy.
There you go, Weezer.
And Joey, so I'll be checking in soon.
Weezer,
thank you for putting me on Sweet Creek.
You got it, my dear. You have a wonderful day. Stay warm.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, first of all, are you okay from the tornado?
Oh, yes, sir. It didn't come up to slap out. I thought it was. It looked pretty bad.
It hit Booth, and Booth isn't that far from slap out, is it?
I'm not sure about Booth. No, sir.
Yeah, they had an E1 tornado in Booth and then another area, and it looked like it kind of hopped right over you.
Yeah, I was outside watching the clouds. I thought it was going to hit here, but these clouds were 99% tornado cloud. I mean, I was waiting on it. But it cleared up and didn't come.
I'm glad that you're safe.
But it did mess up Elmore. Knocked out all the ATMs and credit card machines, all that. So.
Oh, really? You're talking about the town of Elmore?
Yes, sir.
Right down from Staten, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir, on 143.
Yeah, well.
But hey, this lady that put her name in the hat from California, used to be the Attorney General.
Yeah, Kamala.
I don't know nothing about her. During your news break, she said, American people deserve somebody to fight for. Well, I thought that's what President Trump's doing.
Yeah, but in their mind, they're not doing it enough, you know?
And the second part is, does the Pubs have anybody to run against President Trump?
Say that again. Is there a Republican that's going to run against Trump?
Yes, sir.
You've got three people's names that have been mentioned. You've got Kasich of Ohio. You have Flake of Arizona, which I don't think would stand a prayer.
No, sir.
And then you have somebody that comes out of the Bill Kristol kind of group that his name is being mentioned. I won't honor him by mentioning his name, but he's somebody that I've heard talk of.
Okay. I was just kind of curious on that. I hadn't heard nothing about the Pubs. So Democrats probably going to have a dozen or so, seems like.
More than right that. Now, yeah, right now they have, I think it's 26 that are thinking of winning. Yeah.
Good. All right.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That kind of free-for-all, it only works if you are eliminating people versus you're winning in clusters. And that was the difference of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was eliminating people, and he didn't win all the races, but he never just won clusters. And that's where you really mess up. So you get Kamala Harris, and she wins California, for example, or some other places. Cory Booker wins New Jersey. You know, you got to win the Iowas, you got to win the New Hampshire, and you have to win the South Carolina and the Florida. If you're winning those, then you got staying power. If all those get divided up among four different candidates, that's going to be a problem for the Democrats.
It's going to be a problem. Good, I hope it is. Can I get my name put back in Sweet Creek? I'm on it one time. That's way before Christmas. But, hey, I may get it again.
How long before Christmas?
Yeah, how long before Christmas?
Oh, it was back in September, I think, October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it's been a long time.
If it's September, you're good. If it's October, you need to wait a little bit. October, November, December. No, yeah, October's good.
Yeah, what's your month and date of birth, Clint?
6/12/54. Just yeah. Check it. If I don't qualify, I don't qualify. No, hey, if I do win it, if I do win it again, your very next caller behind me, I'd like to give it to him or her. So.
Well.
May I do that?
No, well, you can assign it, I guess. You're talking about the next person that wants to be on the list.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah. You know, somebody won it twice. Hey, I won it once. I'm very happy.
Well, Debbie's the next caller, and she's won it once. She's won it twice, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Good chances here on the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks, Clint.
Hey, besides us, Jordan needs a haircut better than I do, so don't get on him too bad.
Is your hair still ponytail long?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You be good out there, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Debbie.
Hi. I didn't know I won anything from Sweet Creek.
Weren't you a Sweet Creek winner one time?
I think it was a different Debbie.
Yeah, that's what
me.
I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of Debbie.
We have a lot of Debbie's.
Darn it. It wasn't my Debbie. I did call and ask, though, but it wasn't me. But anyway, I'd like to be on it.
Okay, give me a month and day of birth, Debbie.
11/23.
11/23. I like the way you say 23. You pronunciate
it. Yeah.
What's on your mind today, Debbie?
I wanted to tell all the people, the first responders that were in Wetumpka, thank you. Oh, man, it was unreal.
Yeah. Okay, tell me, how close were you to the action?
Well, I was in it, but I wasn't there. And when it happened, my son lives like one block from the church that disappeared.
Oh, wow.
And he said that he was sitting there, all was just quiet and calm. And all of a sudden, he heard a big boom, and the house shook a little bit. And he heard a going on for about 30 seconds. He said it was so quick. And it was gone.
Man.
And when he went out, I mean, you know, his street was covered with the whole block. I mean, everything out there was just covered with lights. There were people from all over the place. They had Millbrook out there, Montgomery, I think they had out there, and they had the sheriffs and the state troopers and the police. I mean, everybody. It was incredible how many people were able to show up. I was amazed. And they were there so quickly.
Yeah, I tell you something that really helped out with this. In most tornadoes you have debris that gets on the roadway and you can't get to anything.
Right.
And so, but luckily, the way the path went, from what I understand, there wasn't a lot of debris in the roadway, so they could go down Bridge Street? Go down Bridge Street and actually get to places.
Well, the only problem they really had was 14231, the only place that people were being allowed to go through. There was a lot of tree debris, but they had the first responders out there pretty quick. They cleared it up enough to where you could weave through and get out.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge, God love them, that's totally blocked. You can't get on it. They have an inspector coming out in, I think, another few days to determine if it's even savable. So there's no way you can access the bridge. They're not going to let you. And as far as that part of the Wetumpka town is on the side of the bridge that would be going towards Prattville, not on the other side, but that side where the neighborhoods are.
Right.
If you've seen how it went through there, honest to goodness, this has got to be the biggest miracle. How many people were hurt? Yeah. I haven't heard, but just maybe a couple, three.
Yeah, and it's not serious injuries either.
Right. I mean, you would be amazed. I mean, it's incredible, the damage, the trees, the buildings that were not occupied, a few buildings that were, but not to the point that it was life-threatening. It was just amazing. That's what I can't get over. And the Red Cross was out delivering sandwiches from Hard Rock, you know, the barbecue place up on the hill.
Oh, yeah, I love that place.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like I said, the first responders, kudos. And my father said the church groups that have the wood cutting, they're just trained to go out and get rid of debris. They were out there. So it got cleaned up quick.
That is great.
It was amazing.
That
yes.
That really great. So that's what one thing I love about the South is when something like this happens, people come a running. I know that we had a crew from my church that went over there with chainsaws and everything. And this is the same group that had just gone down to Florida to help those people out.
Yes. And, you know, also I want to tell people, I don't know if it's still that way. I haven't been out there today. But they will not allow anybody into the neighborhood unless you have a photo ID showing that you belong there. I'm not sure. They pulled it back a little bit, the way they've got it blocked off, but it's still pretty tight. You're not going to get through to your friends. You're not going to be able to go look at what's going on or anything like that. I have seen people up there at the little park on 14 that overlooks the park and, you know, Gold Star Park and all that, that's looking over it, but they won't actually let you get down in there. Not yet.
Yeah, let me ask you, was the hospital damaged at all?
Behind it.
Okay.
Behind it. There was trucks that were flipped over. The semis that are in that commercial lot there.
Yep.
Yeah, they damaged the trucks up there. You can see where all the trees kind of got mowed over on its way through. But the hospital, I didn't think was damaged. But mostly it was the churches right there by the bridge. The bridge going down, this, it looked like it was trying to travel the river there, the area that's closest to the water, and the police department, you know, that area. But if you couldn't get down in there, so I couldn't tell exactly what's going on in that part.
Yeah, Reed Ingram is texting me right now and telling me that he just finished an inspection there. I'm trying to get him to call in so we can get us up to date. He was with Martha Roby touring the damage. Debbie, thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Dan, coming back to you right after this.
Show.
I thought that you were on your own. And now I find you're not alone.
Not alone.
I'll see you through the rain.
Not alone.
Through the heartache and pain.
Not alone.
It hurts like never before.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area. Or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls. Yeah, several people. We have two legislators on the line to give us a report on what happened here. But let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey,
my question is, why didn't somebody from the radio station go in and stop the canned stuff that y'all had running? We had no power, no internet, no TV, no nothing. Went out to the car to listen to the radio, and there was nothing there.
I'm not understanding your point here.
Why wouldn't somebody go into work and stop the canned recording stuff you had and actually start talking about what happened during a tornado? We didn't have any communication at all. And your station had nothing going on. It had something about some video games, a canned recorded message.
It's a live show that's scheduled.
And I would have thought when something this dire and this close to Montgomery, that somebody would have got up and gone in there and turned that off and actually started doing the reporting of what's happening. We had no idea what was going on.
Well, I'm sorry.
I live up above Wetumpka, and there was one headed toward Titus, and then there was one headed toward Wetumpka when all the news and internet and everything else went out.
Well, I understand that Rich Thomas was on.
He wasn't on your TV or your station, not that I heard.
Okay, well, I don't know. I was told that Rich Thomas was on. Dan, sorry if we disappointed you. Have a great day. Let's go to Reed Ingram. Reed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
How are you today, my friend?
Listening. Doing great.
Give us a report.
Well, it's pretty devastating as far as the structural part of it, but, you know, it's a God thing that nobody really got seriously hurt. There was some people that did get some injuries, but they were minor injuries, and what I know that everybody is out of the hospital and back at their homes, if possible, to go back to their homes or with their loved ones. But you know, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been devastating if it had hit during church or if it had hit when everybody was at home. You know, most of the people were not home, but homes hit, and a lot of the homes were vacant. And so, but it is, you know, challenging for everybody to get back into logistics of things, but it could have been a lot worse. It could have hit the casino. It could have hit, you know, followed right along downtown and stayed, you know, right into the neighborhood instead of taking the river route. And it crossed the river and went back to the hospital. No damage to the hospital, just some trees were down. But across the road from the hospital at the doctor's offices, this hit them pretty hard.
And the bridge, for example, is the bridge not passable, or do they have it closed because of inspection?
But they've got it closed just because of they want to keep people out of the neighborhood, out of that area, the mm-hmm. damage to it. But we had the Department of Transportation come down, bridge inspectors come down yesterday and give a thumbs up, no structural damage at all.
How bad, it looks really bad on video. How bad is it when you see it in person?
You know, with the churches and the houses there, in a confined area, it's, you know, anytime you have a storm like that and it hits a lot closer to home and it's devastating, you know, it's kind of like, you know, seeing it in person or not seeing it on, you know, or seeing it on TV. It's a lot worse in person. And it's just, it'll take time. It's amazing the volunteers they had, over 700 volunteers come down. They were able to clean out all the streets and most of the yards. Within 48 hours, they have made, a great improvement. You know, and my hat's off to the mayor and the county commission and all the first responders, the volunteer people, the people that, you know, that's their job, but they stayed right there with it. It's great leadership in Elmore County as a whole.
Yeah, I tell you, the mayor there is a really good guy, personal friend, and he's, I think he handled it exactly right. Reed, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us a report. I'm going to move over to Mike Holmes. Mike, Representative Mike Holmes, how are you today, my friend?
I'm fine. How about you, Dan?
Doing very well. Tell me about your district.
Well, I was just listening to Reed on there, and you know, personally, we were fine. We live about 6 miles out in the country from downtown Wetumpka, but we were following all that stuff until we lost all the power and signals and everything, so we couldn't really see what was going on there. But it's the emergency siren started going off, and we knew it was very nearby. And then power came back on. We started seeing the reports and hearing the reports that there had been a direct hit on Wetumpka. I went down yesterday with volunteers and spent, you know, most of the day yesterday, and I was on working in an area where we were just helping with the volunteers and so forth. Didn't go downtown at all. So today was an eye-opener for me. I'd seen it on TV shots and a lot of photographs, aerial photographs and so forth. But in person, it's a lot worse than it looked on there, even though they've gotten a lot of trees and debris out of the way already in the last 24 hours. Really done an amazing job of getting a lot of that stuff sawed up and hauled out to the street where the front-end loaders can get to it now. But, yeah, it's a mess. Big historic loss. But that Presbyterian
that church, I know, that was a terrible loss.
160-something years old, and there's just nothing left there. So, my hope is that it's kind of a landmark. It's at the end, right at the end of that bridge, and virtually every photograph or painting that gets done of that bridge shows that church in it. So it's in all those photographs, so it's amazing. And the Baptist church is not far behind that in age, a few years younger, but that church was a lot of damage, particularly on their recreation areas and Sunday school areas. Those are pretty much their total loss. The foundations are damaged, and the walls are leaning in about a 20-degree angle, so that was a loss. I think the main sanctuary at the Baptist church is going to be repaired probably.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you calling in. Is there anything that the community needs?
Well, they're still trying to identify that. Like everything else, there's a lot of GoFundMe accounts that popped up, and be careful about those.
Yes.
Caution your listeners about that. But there's been several announcements. I've got them on my Facebook. I've contacted for two or three of them on my Facebook page. So it's Mike Holmes' Facebook. So you can see some ways to donate there. And the EMA folks told us that they would get a really good shopping list here. They've canceled their signing up any volunteers as of noon today because they just need to catch up with what's gotten done and not be doing things over twice. So they need to catch up for a day or two and get reorganized and identify the losses and what the needs are, particularly for personal items, clothing, that sort of thing that people can deal with. So stay tuned. There will be word going out probably within 24 hours what the big needs are.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you calling in and informing the audience, and I appreciate your friendship.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you. See you at church. Wow.
And we did get a few calls.
Rich Thomas was on. I got, three people said, no, Rich Thomas was on.
Yeah, Rich Thomas, it's amazing what we set up here at Blue Water. He has the capability with a studio downstairs to take over all of Blue Water stations, if need be, and simulcast on all different stations that we own. So apparently he was here since 10 in the morning on Saturday all throughout the day. He might have allowed, the regular programming to play on different stations, but he was alerting folks to some of the latest information.
Okay, that's what I thought. I figured it was going to be that way. Hey, we ran on a show?
Yeah.
I need to remind people that Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is sponsored this hour of the Dan Moore Show.
Really?
Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. I just confirmed from two people that WACV was playing Rich Thomas. So, Dan, that's not the way to do it. Go by and see Eric, Lynn, Danielle, and the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Moore Show. We'll be back. Same time, same place, same station. Be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great. He's next. Adios.